playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Justine Glover, registered dietitian at the Wawa Family Health Team, the Lady Dunn Health Center, and with the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program. A very busy person, so thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks for having me.
It is Nutrition Month. We are already more than halfway through the month, but it's still good to talk about Nutrition Month. I guess we should start by talking about what is Nutrition Month and why we celebrate that.
For sure. We celebrate Nutrition Month to highlight the importance of not just nutrition itself, but the diverse roles that registered dietitians like myself play in influencing the well-being of Canadians, and in my role more specifically, people living in North Algoma, so Wawa, White River, Dubreuilville, Mishpocotten First Nation.
If we're celebrating that, recognizing that, can you tell me a little bit more about that role, about what you do?
Yeah, for sure. So dietitians work in clinical settings such as hospitals, family health teams, and long-term care. They also work in food service departments in hospitals and long-term care facilities, and they work in the public health setting. And so I'm lucky enough living in Wawa that I'm kind of the only registered dietitian here right now, and I get to kind of like embrace all three of those roles while I'm working here.
And I know you're involved in other organizations, work with other organizations as well.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to highlight this month specifically with my role in public health. And so public health is kind of a large area to kind of cover. It focuses on everything from community outreach, such as collaborating with Chadwick Home for the girls group and with different community organizations such as the Wawa Public Library and hosting events such as a seed exchange that's coming up and helping increase the reach of kind of the local community garden that we have. So that's a great kind of little example of public health in one area, but I also like to focus on the advocacy for food insecurity and an increasing issue in Ontario, and it becoming an urgent public health issue that a lot of people are facing.
Just the costs of food being a problem that makes it harder for people to eat well, eat enough, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so food insecurity is an inadequate or insecure access to food due to financial constraints, which does make my job a little bit more difficult when, you know, sitting down with people and discussing, you know, what kinds of foods they're eating on a day-to-day basis. And a really interesting publication came out. I think you've mentioned it before on the radio, I've heard, but Algoma Public Health recently published their Nutritious Food Basket Report that highlights affordability and insecurity in the Algoma region.
Yes, that was an unfortunate but quite interesting report to hear.
Yeah, so some of the facts that really caught my attention that helped me when I'm working in different areas of my job. So something that was interesting was the monthly cost of nutritious foods. The report was based on 61 food items off the National Nutritious Food Basket developed by Health Canada. For a family of four, increased 7% in about a year, and the cost of feeding a family of four per month is $1,180, and that's just food. It doesn't bring into account, you know, the costs of hygiene products, rent or mortgage, heat and hydro, medications, cleaning products, childcare, transportation, and the list actually continues. And so that was a very interesting thing that kind of came up when I was reading it. Something else that was interesting was having a job does not guarantee food security. The report points out anyone enrolled in social assistance has very minimal left over at the end of the month once rent and monthly food cost is deducted, and a single person enrolled in Ontario Works is actually unable to make ends meet, and so most people utilize food charities such as Food Bank to help offset monthly costs of food to budget for other costs of living associated with that list that I just talked about. But what was being noted also was that 60% of Ontarians experiencing food insecurity have income from employment. So it's not just people enrolled in social assistance, it's also people that are getting income from employment that are also struggling with food insecurity.
And I would assume that's mostly focusing on normal nutrition, so those with special dietary needs or health issues that cause special dietary needs, that sort of thing. It could be even more of a problem.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So a lot of great information. Obviously, we can't talk about everything right now, but if people want to learn more about nutrition, be able to take advantage of your services, what can they do?
So they can call the Family Health Team. They They don't have to be rostered with a physician or anybody. They can call the family health team and book an appointment. They can call the family health team and get them sent my way if you're looking for outreach or any kind of programs that you want to see in the community, and we can work on that.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, that is Justine Glover, registered dietitian with the Wawa Family Health Team at the Lady Dunn Health Center and with the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program. Joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 every other Thursday morning here on Jam FM.